2013, year in review.
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
The most obvious gain in the financial market in 2013 was the 27% increase in the stock market. Non-farm payroll employment at the national level rose by 2.3 million new jobs last year. That's an average of 190,000 new jobs a month. However, it still leaves us 1.3 million jobs short of where we were before the recession. In the Lehigh Valley, 6,000 new jobs were created last year. That's almost a 2% increase. And the valley's employment level exceeded its pre-recession high back in October 2012. During the third quarter of 2013, the GDP, gross domestic product, rose by a surprisingly high 4.1%. This is a very pleasant surprise. Since GDP growth during the first two quarters of 2013 was a very tame 1.8%. It's a general rule of thumb that if GDP grows by more than 2.5%, unemployment will drop. And the first half of 2013, it wasn't doing all that well in that department. Now, if the strong third quarter performance starts to repeat itself, then we will have ourselves a real recovery. Despite all of these indicators of economic growth, inflation is well in check, which is a historical event. Usually, as the economy starts to show signs of life after any recession, prices start to rise. However, this time round, inflation is nowhere to be seen. While this may not sound out of ordinary, it should be considered in the context of the most expansive monetary policy ever. The Fed had quadrupled the supply of high-powered money, and the rate of inflation is less than 2%, shaking up to their root those believing in the monetarist theory of economics. However, there are some signs that usually coincide with recovery. For example, interest rates rose during 2013. Interest rate on the 10-year Treasury bond rose from 1.72% in December 2012 to 3% in December 2013. A significant increase. Another indicator that's also rising is the level of loans to businesses, which has also rose by a significant amount in 2013. Economic indicators predict a very happy new year. Cheers to all. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.